The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
What's going on, people? Welcome to another... Oh, you laughing?
Yaga yo.
Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. Yaga, see, that's... You know what? Like, they had... This is me, just my brain going on a tangent. They had Kofi Kingston for a little while, which is interesting because they brought back the Jamaican Kofi Kingston.
But who had Kofi Raw. Kingston
and I'm talking about WWE, because he was like the first Jamaican wrestler.
But he wasn't really.
But he wasn't actually Jamaican. He's from Ghana, yeah. West Africa.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a lane for that.
For like a
real Jamaican wrestler.
Like a DJ from Street Fighter.
More like, yeah. But like a yardie. Not like a sensible Jamaican.
You want the accent. You want the right near the beach. You know, you want that.
Now, why'd you do this?
You want that.
Now, I want a real Jamaican accent.
You want that.
Where are your family from?
I'm Trinidadian, so I could do a Trini accent, but I can't do a Jamaican.
That's good.
But Jamaicans are like, I stand by me story. If I wasn't Jamaican, why would I be wearing this hat? That's kind of like...
Where did you get that from?
Have you ever seen Half Baked?
Okay, all right. Is that Dave Chappelle?
Right near the beach. Woi!
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to my Jamaicans out there.
Let's welcome again. This is another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And this is you, your weekly rundown of everything WWE and a little bit of banter.
Yeah, man.
For good measure. Yeah, a Jamaican wrestler is needed ASAP.
What would you call him? Reggie, you know, it has to be Reggie, innit?
Just, yeah, man.
Reggie Watts.
What, Reggie?
Yeah, Reggie. It has to be Jamaican,
innit? Winston.
No, Winston's... That's my dad's name. It's a Caribbean. And it's a Caribbean name. I guess Winston could work. But
why Reggie, though?
Because that's Reggie, Reggie.
Have you ever seen...
Reggie sauce. You know?
Have you seen Marked for Death?
I love Marked for Death.
I love it.
I'm so glad you brought this up. And what you just said there, just a second ago while I cut you off, it's what I always say.
It's the best, worst film ever. Yeah.
The scene... You know what scene I'm going to get at?
Right.
When he's in the mall.
Yeah.
And he crashes. If you have not seen Marked for Death, people, Google Marked for Death. Steven Seagal, legend. He should have been a wrestler.
Yeah.
He rides right in, drives this car into this mall to fight these Jamaican bandits.
Yeah.
And they come at him with knives, like, let me go carve ya. I'm gonna carve ya. And the girl, like, cracks their arm, throws it through a pine glass window. What the rascal!
You know, it's
so funny.
I need to say this again. I need you to really analyze this. Yeah? It's the best
worst film ever.
Like, it's racist.
It is.
It's got every Jamaican stereotype ever. Like, all of them are wearing tracksuits.
Yep.
All of them are going, where I've got dreads.
Yep.
And they all sell drugs.
Yep.
In Haiti. And Steven Seagal, in the tightest Versace jeans ever.
Absolutely.
Beats up the entire island of Jamaica on his own.
You know what's so funny? What? But the backup that Seagal's not racist.
Yeah.
He has a black partner who's also a police officer who is actually racist to Jamaicans. So there was one scene where the black guy says to Seagal, "Hey man, I gotta give you credit, man. You know, before I met you, I thought all Jamaicans were drug dealing scum." And then Seagal says, "You cannot judge somebody by the way they look and who they are. You can't judge a whole nation by people's actions." And I thought, are you fucking kidding me?
No, but then there's the Jamaican cop as well.
He gets killed.
No. There was the coach.
He's a black. He's a black former cop who becomes a coach.
He's not Jamaican. Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the Jamaican coach, cop who gets killed. Yes, you're right. Yeah. What was the name of the villain? Screwface. Screwface going to give you a thousand deaths. Go find them your fucking self. And then he jumps out the window. Such a classic.
Classic movie. Again.
Ace, why don't we run a movie club?
The best worst movie ever.
You and I should run a movie club.
Yeah.
Because you know, we're both DJs. Yeah. You're a better DJ than me.
No, don't say that.
And you are a better DJ than me. It's a fact. And you can do the best worst movie night.
That's wicked. So we should do that.
Hold on. I said this in a podcast. I probably should have said this in a podcast. I probably should have said this to you in private.
Someone's stolen it, yeah.
Someone's stolen that idea now. But no,
I don't feel like everybody appreciates terrible films.
I love terrible movies,
man.
That are good. Have you ever seen No Retreat, No Surrender?
No, who's that? What's that?
That's Jean-Claude Van Damme's debut movie.
Oh, wow.
I've got it on DVD. I lent it to my friend. I'm going to get it back off him, and you'll borrow it next.
Don't you think Vince missed the opportunity with Van Damme and Seagal? They could have headlined
like a WrestleMania.
Because that for me, in school, that argument went on and on and on
so
and
you mean,
on.
As in, oh, you mean a WrestleMania match between the two of them?
Yeah.
Vince probably did reach out to them.
Who would have won that?
Van Damme.
But not now, obviously. Like Van Damme.
Van Damme was more legit than Seagal.
Nah, I liked Seagal.
Seagal was good at judo, and he had a great jiu-jitsu background, I'm assuming. I don't know these phrases for these martial art words, but he did have some. But I heard that as he went on, he wasn't as real as he would have liked you to feel. I think a lot of people who he fought against, who were also in martial arts, who could have whooped his ass.
Oh, okay.
But he was a bully, though. He did beat up a lot of stunt doubles and that, just to prove
Van Damme or Seagal?
No, Seagal.
Oh, okay.
Seagal was a prick. Yeah. So he used to beat up a lot of stunt doubles just to prove how strong he was. Van Damme never did that. But I feel if it came down to it, Van Damme would mess you up. Like, I think if you don't need to do something like that, it's because you know you're tough yourself.
Yeah,
and you don't need to prove you don't need to prove anything. I think when people do things like that, they know they're not as tough as they want to be. So I felt if it came down to it, Van Damme would have done that split.
Yeah.
Johnny Cage punch to the balls.
I preferred Seagal's movies, though.
Seagal movies are hilarious. Yeah. Seagal movies are the so Mark bad. For Death, and what's the one with Michael Caine? When he's like, I'm only thinking about Seagal, he's the same guy every film. Like, it doesn't matter if he's a cop or a teacher or a nature man or whatever. He's the same person going on kicking ass. But you know what I'm talking about? The one with On Deadly Ground. You never seen On Deadly Ground?
I've seen that one.
You got to see On Deadly Ground, man.
It's bad as well.
That's classic. It's a scene where he's playing, like, so he's in a. It's about oil and preserving the natural life and. How Native Americans are treated.
Yeah.
So he saves his Native American of getting beaten up in a game of slaps.
Oh my God.
It's one of the funniest. So this guy bullying, he racially abuses this native man.
Yeah.
So the guy says, why don't you fight on somebody your own size? And they have a fight. But they go, but we're not going to fight. Let's play a game of slaps. You know that feeling?
Yeah,
you have
to go.
So the guy, whoever loses, gets a punch in the face. It's like every time the guy kept losing the slaps, Seagal would beat him up. After Seagal beats up the guy's got his bloody nose, looks up, and in slow motion, looks up into Seagal. Seagal says, what would it take? What would it take to change the essence of a man? And the guy's like, I need time to change. So funny.
Watch these films.
Nothing to do with wrestling, but hey, watch it.
Seagal's IMDb is quite intensive, you know. It's heavy. Like, he's in a lot of movies.
He's never done anything in wrestling, has he?
No.
Nothing at all?
I just feel like...
Not random ECW paper. You know, ECW used to always reach out for these B-stars.
WCW and like...
Yeah, WCW would have done something.
So you think Van Damme would have beat Seagal, though?
I honestly do, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're not here to talk about washed-up action heroes.
No.
Or are we?
No, we don't. Well, Hogan.
I was watching that the other day about...
well, you know something. Wait, what are you watching?
What was I watching? It was I can't even remember what it was. It was to do with Hogan and No Holds Barred, the movie No Holds Barred, and they were talking about Tiny Lister.
Who was Terry? Was Terry Funk in that film? No, Finn was in that. Stan Hansen was in that film.
I don't even want to talk about No Holds Barred because I don't want to wear. Anyway, let's talk about wrestling.
Yep,
let's talk about wrestling. We're gonna run down this week what went down in Raw. We're gonna give you our Extreme Rules predictions.
Yep.
And we are going to talk about the greatest female wrestlers of all time. I think it's very necessary.
Yeah.
Let's start. Should we start with Raw?
Yes.
Let's run through Raw, man.
It's in Greensboro.
Where the hell is Greensboro?
North Carolina.
This is becoming a part.
It's North Carolina, isn't it? It's Ric Flair country. So I think that's North Carolina.
That's what he said there. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is Flair country.
Yes, so I think it's North Carolina.
Yeah. This is kind of becoming a part of the show where we talk about the geography of the
United States. You're exposing our geography.
It's really bad.
You're exposing our bad geography.
Sorry, Mrs. Gallagher. She was my geography teacher.
Shout out to Mrs. Rowland. She was my geography teacher. Yeah. And Mr. Farron as well.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. So it was in Greensboro.
Yeah.
How did we start this week? I can't even remember.
It started off with AJ Styles coming out.
Right.
Saying, you know what? A lot of people on social media... I'm not respecting AJ Styles at the club.
Is he turning?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, probably. So. Might be. And he's like, I've been doing it all around the world. Tokyo Dome, 60,000 people. I've been doing it all over the world. And now I'm a champion all over the world, and I'm going to be the champion this Sunday. Reigns comes out. Reigns says, it don't matter if you've been champion all over the world. The only championship that matters is the championship.
Right. Because I'm the man.
But what I did like what AJ said, you say you're not your D guy this, your D guy that. Yeah, you're the guy. You're the guy I'm going to beat at Extreme Rules. I was like, yes, AJ.
Yeah.
That was good.
The friggin' promo escapes me, so it can't have been that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It wasn't that good, was it?
And then Usos and Club come out, and Reigns punches AJ in the mouth. Oh, wait, there was We Want Rollins chance.
There was.
We Want Rollins.
Someone actually referred to that, innit?
We Want Rollins.
Someone referred to it in their promo.
Reigns did. Reigns said, you want Rollins? Yeah, is not here.
Yeah, well, he should have done that, I think.
I like that.
I don't know if he should have done that.
Rollins is going to come back with so much fire.
So they're talking about June for Rollins, isn't it?
Yeah.
You excited?
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, it depends how they bring him back, though.
Yeah, they got to bring him back like a monster. You can't just be like, hey, I'm back, guys.
I'll be honest. The fact that Roman is so indestructible is jarring me, though.
Yeah, the way they're treating the club against Reigns was a joke. And the club should be, this should be like Nash and Hall.
Yeah.
But no.
And even like, I saw this week on SmackDown, I haven't watched it yet, but it's Luke Gallows versus Roman Reigns. I don't even want to watch that because I feel like he's going to make Luke Gallows look like a mug. Like, not in just a quick match. And Luke Gallows is better than that. I'm not saying he's better or worse than Reigns, but he doesn't deserve to get squashed by Reigns.
Not at all.
In a 3-minute
job, not at all. I agree with you.
So yeah, anyway, we're not talking about SmackDown, we're talking about Raw this week. Let's go through the highlights. I don't know if you want to go through the whole
Sure. Event. So after that, Kevin Owens and Miz was on commentary.
Yeah.
Arguing back and forth. That was good.
That was very good. Kevin Owens is so good on commentary, though.
He's the best. You know what my dream match will be?
What?
Because let's be real. Okay, let's talk about real stuff for a minute.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Punk is not going to have his UFC match. It's not going to happen.
It's never happened.
It's not going to happen.
No.
He might as well just
come back.
Call up Vince. Yeah. Say, hey, you know what?
I'm sorry.
No, he won't apologize. No, Punk won't apologize. Yeah. But he'll be like, you've always been into money. Yeah. You've always cared about money. What's going to be a bigger match than me coming back next year at WrestleMania?
Mm.
I mean, it could be Punk Reigns still probably would do. But I want to see Punk Owens, man. Because they're both loud mouths. They both talk. They both...
The promo alone will sell the match. Like, I'd literally watch them have a promo for an hour, just stand back and forth. Like, it would be sick. But I think, you know, it would be more money, though.
Punk Rollins.
Nah, Punk Triple H. Because it would be real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Oh, yeah.
That's real.
That's so true, yeah. Yeah.
That would be real money. I think Punk Rollins, yeah, cool.
No, you're right. You hit the nail on the head.
Punk Triple H is like, right, is this real? Like, you'll be watching the punches intently, like.
You and I should run our own wrestling business.
We should. Do you think Punk's coming back?
Well, what's the else he's going to do?
Yeah.
It can't just be bitter all the time. You might as well say, you know what? Fine, I'll come back. AJ cut her career short for Punk. If it was up to her, she'd probably still be wrestling today.
She can come back though at any time, surely.
No, and I'm not saying Punk stopped AJ from wrestling.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
She,
But Punk stopped AJ from wrestling. So Owens attacks Miz, tries to take the Intercontinental title.
Sorry to cut you. I've just Googled CM Punk. The first thing that headline has come up is CM Punk will not fight in UFC. Is WWE return on the horizon?
Oh, wow. So it's confirmed.
I don't know if it's confirmed. This is from the Inquisitor website. And this guy wrote this 2 days ago. So I don't know. I don't think anybody genuinely believes that Punk's going to have a UFC fight.
I think Punk's in denial.
Yeah. I do think he's in denial.
I think they're giving him a limit now. How many days? Like, okay, we're going to give you this much days. If you don't wrestle, if you don't fight in this much time, by this deadline, sayonara, Punk.
And there's another article here that says CM Punk is not doing well in UFC training.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He left too late.
Anyway, go on.
So a big smash happens between Zayn, Cesaro, Owens and Miz because Cesaro and Zayn were having a match. And then Shane comes out, says, I'm going to do a tag match and I'm going to
That is a really good Shane impression.
I'm gonna do my tag match.
Hey guys,
I'm gonna use my body to decide that Zayn and Cesaro versus Miz and Owens. And I thought, this is predictable. And then Stephanie comes out and says, no, that's predictable. Let's do Zayn and Owens versus Miz, which was really nice. Was nice touch. And Zayn and Owens was great together. The chemistry between them, even them two as a tag team, are entertaining because they fall out and they're trying to outdo each other. Zayn and Owens, I want to see a whole lengthy show of them two, like Rock and Austin.
Yeah.
I want to program, you know, a feud like Hogan and Savage. I want to see Zayn and Owens for the rest of time.
Fight forever. Can I just quickly, just to come off something you just said in regards to Shane and Stephanie, I'm going to say it on this podcast, so you guys make sure you remember who said it before it happened.
DJ Ace is saying something. He's dropping jewels. Listen up, people.
Watch out for a Shane Hill turn.
Oh.
Let me explain why. Huh. He's pandering way too much to the crowd. Like, it's almost becoming annoying. Like, you notice the things where he does where he's trying to get them to boo Stephanie, and he puts their hand over her head and his head, and then he's doing cheap pops, and he keeps saying, he stops to say thank you to the crowd. Yeah,
okay.
I feel like he's building it up so much,
okay,
that only a heel turn will make sense now, because it's like, okay, you came back like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we love you, fine, but you don't have to keep.
Yeah, pandering.
He's pandering and he's egging it way too much.
So you can see a heel turn.
So I feel like it's going to be a heel turn where heel turn, do something bad, leave the company, and Stephanie will look like the hero. Watch, that is going to happen.
Okay. You heard it here first. This is DJ Ace's prediction, not mine.
I'm telling
not
you.
Not Skillet's.
He's you know what,
don't tweet at me like, hey, you were wrong.
He's
tweet at DJ
it.
Ace.
He's overdoing it with the, like, cheer me and not her. And
so you don't see a Triple H Shane feud happening?
I feel like Shane, as a heel, can get Triple H and Stephanie over as faces.
Okay.
And you have to remember,
respect this.
Yeah, what was that for?
When he was a heel.
Okay, yeah. But he was a great heel.
Yeah,
an amazing heel. Yeah. Very great and amazing antagonist. Like, and he chair shots, I remember. I used to like the flying chair shots.
Flying chair shots. for the big show.
Yeah, and, amazing. Yeah,
classic.
He was a great heel, and I think he could do that again. And I think he, in regards to what we're seeing recently, he would be more comfortable as a heel. Because he's not comfortable as a face.
No, he's not.
He's not comfortable.
No, he's not.
He's just definitely not comfortable. So if he was a bad guy and a badass, I think he'd be more comfortable in that position. And I can imagine, we keep saying, we don't know if Shane's going to stay. Shane's got another business to run. So it would be good for him to just help to get them over and then leave.
Okay. Sure.
And, sorry, one more thing. Seth's coming back. And if Seth is still going to be with the Authority, they could be a face faction though.
Okay.
Because Seth's coming back is the biggest face.
He better.
We know this.
He better.
We'd be like, you heard the chance.
It won't make sense to bring him back as a heel. It won't make sense.
Yeah.
Funny enough, what you said about Shane. Shane's got a Tell It All podcast coming up with Mick Foley next week after Raw.
Why is Foley hosting it?
I have no idea. I'm surprised it's not Austin or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you feel Shane will tell it all on the podcast? Do you think he would really be going into detail what really happened? And another thing, do you think Shane is back to get money to fund his company as well, to help?
No, I think Shane genuinely, I feel like this is what I think happened. I think Cena was injured, they had all these injuries, and they needed a big draw for Mania. It just so happened to be Shane. I don't think they even anticipated how much love Shane was going to get when he came back.
Yeah.
And I feel like after that happened, he just got the bug and he was like, I want to stay for a little bit longer. I don't feel like it was part of the plan. I feel like he was going to lose to Taker and then he was supposed to go back to where he came from. But I feel like he's got the bug and he just wants to stay for a little while longer. Do I think he's going to tell all? No. I shall tell you why I say it. I think that. Because I feel like if the podcast was Steve Austin's,
maybe,
I feel like it be a man, Mick Foley, makes it a work.
Yeah, you're right.
because I don't think Steve Austin wants to do real podcasts.
Yeah.
And I've never known Mick Foley to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's never done a podcast.
No, so I feel like it's definitely a work. So
you want me to do what? On my show?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it's a work. I don't think he's going to tell.
Okay, cool.
I don't.
All right. So, yeah. So, anyway, back to the match. So, Sami Zayn picks up the victory by pinning The Miz. Then Kevin Owens super kicks The Miz. Super kicks Sami Zayn and tells the referee to raise his hand. 1, 2, 3.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
That was very funny. Cool.
Then after that, the Shining Stars debut.
Yes. What did you think of this?
It was all right.
Okay.
Primo and Epico.
Do you know why?
Look into the ring. It's the Caribbean.
It can't live in that. And I don't remember it.
You're all welcome to the Caribbean and paradise. And we're going to invite the local talent to the ring. And then in the ring, we will beat whoever it was. And they looked very impressive. All right. It was a bit of a promo. But
who did they face?
They faced local.
I was local
athletes.
Talent. Oh, local talent.
Local talent. Jobbers, basically.
Why but did they do that?
But they looked really good. The finishing move is now the total elimination. Remember the eliminators from ECW?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they did, one is to do the sweep, one is to do the high kick. So that's the finisher now. And it looked good. So I'm assuming that's going to be their new way of introducing this tag team is to by going to different towns in America or wherever they go to in England or wherever they arrive in.
And just beat the local.
And beat the local for a talent until they go to Brooklyn, maybe. And then Enzo and Cass will come out. You know, things like that. And,
okay.
I think that's pretty cool.
Is there any idea as to whether they are being pushed as faces or?
I think they're heels.
Why?
Because they're the Shining Stars. Welcome to Puerto Rico. Nobody likes a tour guide.
Nah, that doesn't make them heels. That doesn't make them heels.
I think they're heels.
Why?
I believe they will be heels.
Do we need another heel tag team? We kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
So after that, Jericho cuts a brilliant promo about Ambrose and how Jericho is the gift of Jericho, drink it in. Ambrose comes out, or maybe Ambrose came out first and Jericho cut him off. I believe Jericho cut him off. And Ambrose says, in Extreme Rules, we're going to have the first ever asylum match. And a black steel cage comes down with all these props like straight jackets, barbed wire, 2x4s, plotted plant, fire extinguishers, kendo sticks, even a mop, not Memo P, an actual mop. Was there. Nunchucks.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a crazy WCW kind of angle match.
I liked it. I am not convinced by Jericho being in this kind of match.
Okay.
Dean Ambrose, yeah, obviously, we know his history. I just think it should have been somebody a bit more. Jericho's more of a wrestler, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I would like to see somebody more scrappy, more hardcore in this match.
Like
so I don't
Bray,
know.
Like a Bray Wyatt or like a Luke Harper or something.
Yeah, someone, do you know what I mean? I don't know if we'll see how it works out. I'd like to see Jericho and Dean Ambrose in a wrestling match, like a real one.
We did see that in. Okay. So. in Payback. After that, Dana Brooke.
Yep.
Backstage.
Yep.
Some guy tried to chat her up.
Emma's injured, though.
Emma's out. She's
oh,
injured,
my God.
So, but Dana Brooke is fine. This is fine because Dana Brooke.
Sure?
She will shine by herself, I'm telling you.
Okay, cool.
Guaranteed. She cuts this promo. So this guy tried to chat up Dana Brooke. She says to this guy, get in shape, change your face, and just like you care about life, and then I'll call you.
Do you know what kind of pain that is?
That is, she's amazing. I love her. And then she beats Becky Lynch that night, that match. And then,
So you think she's been pushed, she's going to be pushed to be quite big?
Yeah.
Is she better than Emma, though?
None as a wrestler. Emma's a solid in-ring wrestler.
Right.
But in terms of promos, yes.
Okay.
Emma's quite funny. And them two together are brilliant, but Brooke is...
Do we know how long Emma's out for?
I heard for a little while, man. Wow. I got a feeling like 6 months.
That's a damn shame.
I hope not. It's like a dislodged disc or something.
Yeah, it's a ruptured disc.
Yeah, so that's going to be a while.
It's a shame, because she was literally just getting the push.
Yeah.
Ow! This is really deep, man.
You want to talk about the next promo?
What was the next promo?
Stop using iPhones! Start doing squats! Stop doing social media! We gotta make Darren Young great again!
I like it, man.
Me too.
I think Do you know what's funny? We recorded this last week, yeah, but we didn't make the podcast because we had to re-record. You guys don't need to know. We had a few technical issues. But basically, I'm really excited about Bob Backlund and Darren Young. I think Darren Young is a great worker, great in-ring performer, but he hasn't got the signing he hasn't got. And I think it's what he hasn't got, Bob Backlund can give him.
Yeah.
Because we liked him in, as part of the primetime players.
Yeah.
I really loved them as a tag team, but I thought they were good. I like
Titus when they were together.
And Bob Backlund, do you know what? They can do so much amazing things with this. Bob Backlund's from the past.
A legendary Hall of Famer.
Legend.
70s, undefeated record for a long time.
Yes.
Defeated superstar Billy Graham for the world title.
Held it for like the second longest time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Put some respect on his name.
Yes.
And then came back in the 90s and still had a great run.
With the hands.
And the cross-faced chicken wing.
You know America's a cesspool.
You know what I mean? Had a great gimmick where he was just like this small redhead guy that was a really conservative but would just snap.
No morals today, you kids!
Yeah. And unfortunately, he lost his belt to Diesel in like
9 seconds.
9 seconds.
They disrespected him.
At a house show.
How can you disrespect someone, your dad? Vince's dad built up to be a monster. That's like saying now, right?
Yeah.
So for this is how bad this is, kids. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, whoever listened to this podcast. Imagine Brock Lesnar. Dominating as he is now, and then Shane McMahon's son, because he has a lot of sons, who take over the company in the future, brings back Lesnar into the wrestling and makes him lose the title in 9 seconds. You'd be like, what?
Yeah, it's disrespectful. Yeah. It's disrespectful. But, you know, I mean, he's back, and I think, like, for me, I think they can do something really cheeky and edgy with the fact that Darren Young is a black gay wrestler, and Bob Backlund is old school. I think they can, obviously, let's not offend no one, like that's the main thing, but we can walk the fine line in terms of not being so PC and making it quite entertaining. So I think Bob Backlund is exactly what Darren Young needs,
right?
100%, because Darren Young's not going anywhere, let's just put it out there. Like, they're not going to release him anytime soon.
He ticks
a lot of boxes. He's ethnic, he's a homosexual, do you know what I mean? They're gonna keep him.
He's good for the company.
He's definitely good for the company. So let's do some good things with him. And I think teaming him up with Bob Backlund, who still looks amazing, by the way.
The guy eats the right foods, takes care of himself. He just doesn't mess around. He's a king of discipline. He doesn't mess around.
Still looks like he can go.
Yeah.
Still looks like he can go.
He'd probably still kill half the locker room.
100%.
If you tried it with him, you'd probably...
He'd eat half of the social outcasts.
Yeah.
And I think linking him up with Darren Young is perfect. I like it, and I can't wait to see what they do in the ring. I think it's going to be very, very funny.
Yeah,
as well as entertaining. Yeah,
I hope they live up to it.
Yeah.
Stephanie, Shane McMahon, looks like their communication is kind of cracking a bit.
I'm telling you, Shane, he'll turn.
After that, Big Cass versus D-Von Dudley.
Yeah.
Big Cass says Devon looks like Urkel.
That was good.
Bubba Ray looks like Fred Flintstone.
Dudley, a
Fred Flintstone goon.
Yeah.
And then Big Cass wins and calls them both soft.
He squashed Devon in like 20 seconds as well.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really like. But
yeah, I hear that. There was a No Way Jose sign.
Okay.
I spotted in the crowd. You know who No Way Jose is? Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people like him. I don't know. The Golden Truth.
Yeah.
Finally makes his debut after 5 months. They tried to build it up like it was like something that people care about, but nobody really cared about.
The video,
and they lost to Fandango and Tyler Breeze. So, and then they had this whole "I need my Shakara aligned" type of talk backstage, where the reason why we lost is because our Shakara is not aligned, and if we keep going at it, our Shakara will align, and we will.
That's a reference to Lauryn Hill, you know, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So the stuff that she's going through at the moment.
Yeah.
Because she keeps turning up to shows late because her chakras are not aligned.
Is it chakra?
Chakra.
Sorry.
What the term? Yeah.
Awful.
I hated the video.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we watching it? It was weird, man.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And I don't think that R-Truth and Goldust need to be a team. I think, like
what would you do with R-Truth? I would drop this whole "what's up" gimmick.
And do what? Bring back Lil Jimmy.
Lil
Jimmy was good.
They've done so many things with him, haven't
Lil
they?
Lil Jimmy was good.
I don't even know. No.
I thought Lil Jimmy was very interesting.
Remember when he was smoking all the time? Remember that gimmick?
I don't remember that.
He was smoking, he came into Raw smoking in the stadium.
No, I don't remember that. I thought he was a good heel. I liked.
He was good with The Miz.
Yeah.
I felt that was good. I don't know what you would do with The Truth, to be honest, to be fair. So why not stick him with Goldust and do the Golden Truth?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't
know. But I think even like when there's like great tag teams like the Dudleys, who are not probably being used in the best way that they can be used, why would you then make another tag team?
Yeah.
Of two.
It's true. You can do something
guys,
else.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, because I was watching, I watched the Dudley, the Devo match, so I had to go back. And I just started to feel like, what was the real point of you guys coming back?
Yeah.
Was it? Do you know what it is? I almost feel like this is what I genuinely feel.
It was to help put over younger talent. It was.
No, I genuinely feel like they are keeping the Dudleys until Matt and Jeff are able to come.
I doubt that.
I do.
Have you seen Matt's hair? Matt Hardy's haircut now?
No.
Oh,
I'm gonna Google this. I feel like they're waiting for them to come back to do like, because I don't know if you ever saw the three-way matches that the Dudleys, the Hardys, and the Wolves were
doing
in
TNA. That's very good.
They were sick. They had a series of matches that were sick.
Yeah.
And I think to do that with somebody, a younger team in the WWE now, like even as much as I'm not really digging at Usos at the moment, I'd love to see Hardys, Usos, and Dudleys.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or imagine like Hardys, Dudleys, and Afro Americans.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't wanna see Hardys and Dudleys anymore.
Do you not?
No.
Okay, cool. Anyway,
they won't top what's been done before, so what's the point?
What's not on it?
The New Day promo, the Time Machine.
I hated this.
I thought it was funny.
No, I didn't like it.
I thought it was really good.
Well, it was too long.
They went back and then Kofi came out as the 2009 Kofi.
That was kind of funny. But.
And then they went back and then they had the Derriere squares to the booty-os. You didn't like that?
Yeah, I didn't like
it. And then the Vaudevillains attacked them. And there was good moves by the Vaudevillains though, right?
Yeah, they look strong, which is good. It's believable that they could do something.
Yeah.
Which is important.
Yes.
I didn't like the promo from New Day.
And they smashed the Time Machine afterwards.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure.
I enjoyed the promo.
You liked it?
I thought this might go down bad, but I think it went well.
Yeah, they saved it.
Yeah, I think they did well. So the Club versus the Usos afterwards, and Reigns and AJ face off.
What's going on with the scheduling of the show as well?
Yeah,
surely this is a main event.
This should really be the end of it.
This should be the end of the show.
Yeah.
And there's no disrespect to Charlotte and Natty.
No,
but
not at all.
If you're going to make women's wrestling in the show, let's maybe have a women's wrestling match in the show,
yeah.
Not a contract signing. Come on, like it wasn't. No, anyway. So this was me personally. I thought I was confused as to why this wasn't the main event.
So the Uso beats the Club.
Yeah.
The Club attacks.
Good match though.
Yeah, very good match.
Yeah.
The Club attacks Reigns and Uso afterwards. AJ attempts to hit Reigns with the chair. Reigns hits AJ with the chair instead. AJ gets mad after the I think it was Luke Gallows who attacked Reigns.
Yeah.
AJ hits Reigns with a really vicious chair shot.
Really vicious.
And gave him the Styles Clash on the chair, which was really cool. It looked like he messed up his back again even more. So
yeah,
expect AJ to be out longer.
It's interesting that you kind of clocked onto the fact that the chair shots did look very vicious.
Yeah.
They like stung, like they were like.
Yeah, like I'm gonna hit you with the chair.
Yeah, it was like, no. Yeah, it was insane. I've had an opportunity to hit someone with the chair before.
You have?
I have. Have you not seen this?
No.
I'm literally gonna show this to Skillet right now. Shout out to Dick.
I have too, actually.
You have?
In a live show, I did. I'll show you mine. Okay, you show
cool,
yours.
This is excellent.
Pause.
Shout out to Dev, who is a fellow DJ on Radio 1. He does the Radio 1 weekend breakfast show, so we're on the radio at the same time. But we're all mates. We're fine. It's cool. He's a fellow brother. He had a impromptu wrestling match. Well, I say it's impromptu. He trained for it for about 6 weeks with some UK wrestler called. I can't remember his name. I think his name was Cowboy Dan or something like that.
Okay.
And because I'm such a wrestling geek, Dev invited me to come down and be his manager for the wrestling event. And Dev was really good. Shout out to everybody who came to watch this. This was in Blackpool. You can still check the video out online. It's on, I believe it's on the Radio 1 website or on the YouTube channel or something. Just look for Dev and Cowboy Dan wrestling. It was awesome. I was the manager. And it was part of the match where... Dev's getting beaten up, and so I jump in the ring with a chair and I hit this huge guy called Lothian, who probably could make it in the WWE, if I'm asking. I don't know if he's still wrestling. If he's out there, please let us know. And I hear
Loki.
Lothian.
Oh, Lothian. I thought you said Loki. I was like, what?
I think his name was Lothian. He's from, I think he's from Leicester.
Oh, okay.
And I hear him with a chair really hard. But he was like, no, when I challenged him backstage, he was like, no, go for it. He said, don't do it like you're scared. Like, really hit me. And I hit him. Like, this is, if you can hear this, guys. All right, let me rewind it. Sorry. And then I proceed to get beaten up after that. Have a look.
I need to have a look at this. Is that you? Look at you, you manager. And that's Vince, it's Vince the referee.
Yeah. No, Vince was in there. We were his managers.
Oh, that's sick. Is Vince into wrestling too?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, you gotta watch the whole match though. The whole match is sick.
I'll show you mine.
Show
you,
show, yeah, we're,
so this was there was a an open mic show that it wasn't an open mic show. Let me rephrase it. It was a live show that you can and it was so I was building the show.
Yeah,
I was building the show
to rap.
To rap.
Okay.
It's called Turn Off the Radio.
Right.
So Adele kind of made her name off this platform, and a lot of artists has done their thing on this. This was in Maryland, and had Maryland.
Okay.
Right. And before I came out, my plan was to have you know Flu.
I know Flu.
Flu was the guest on the show recently.
Yeah.
He, him and my friend Adam, they were actors. And they played event organizers of the show.
Right.
So they came on stage before I came, because not to toot my own horn, but a lot of people there was to see me.
Right.
They came on the stage, said, oh, you know what? Skillet has pulled out. Skillet won't be able to perform tonight. I'm really sorry. And we won't be able to give you a refund because we need the money and, you know, all this stuff to entice the crowd, you know, get them hot. Obviously, I think people kind of sussed that. It was a joke before I came on stage. So anyway, when I came on, I get to a nice big roar when I came on stage, and I hit them both in the head with steel chairs and did my show. I'll show you.
Did they sell it right?
They sold it brilliant. I don't know if you guys heard that.
I'll play
that back for you guys. 1 second. But yeah. So what happened? I forgot to mention a bit. So when before they said I couldn't come out, they said, instead, what we will have, you have us on the stage, and we will cover Skillet for you. And they start doing the beatbox like Razel.
That's funny.
And so I'm going to play it back to you. Here you go. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was good fun.
You guys are good friends. I'll just let you hit them over there.
Absolutely. Flu's my dog, man. Shout out to Flu, Neflu Ellen, all day.
No doubt. All right, should we move on? Should we just get to the end of the show?
Yeah, so.
Was there anything else?
Rusev did a dangerous kick on Sink in the
it was
back,
scary,
back
isn't it?
Of Kalisto's head.
That was scary.
And then tried to kill him with the backbreaker.
He just folded him in half. No, but the kick was scary.
So what? Rusev's still going to win? Or you think Kalisto's going to win now?
I think Rusev has to win.
Okay.
You don't think he's going to win?
I think you're right. But that kind of put doubts in my head that I think Kalisto might retain. And they might do a spin. They might do a thing where it's like, no, we're not going to give you Rusev a Cena again. We're actually going to give you Kalisto versus Cena, because that will help Kalisto.
Maybe.
They might do that. And come
Kalisto
on,
will lose,
Cena wants great matches. And who knows? Cena might not come back to the US title picture. He might just come back and go straight to the heavyweight title picture. But
I think depending on what happened at SmackDown this week, which we never watched.
Oh, what happened? Did Kalisto get the?
I have no idea.
Oh yeah, it's going on tonight.
Don't watch
gonna,
it.
It
comes on tonight. Yeah,
and we don't watch it as well.
We don't really.
And even by Extreme Rules, we wouldn't know what have happened because they wouldn't mention anything happening.
Have you noticed that they never refer to SmackDown?
SmackDown is irrelevant now.
That's bad, isn't it?
Nah.
Like on SmackDown, they show everything that happened on Raw.
Yeah,
but on Raw, they never show what happened.
That one little clip sometimes, but not really.
That's terrible.
And then I guess we get to the contract signing.
Yeah.
which was Charlotte and Natty, and Ric Flair coming out saying, "You need to introduce." No, that was terrible.
That was really bad.
I can't do a Flair accent. Yeah, you need, that was terrible. You need to introduce my daughter.
That was not good. Your actions are good though, because you didn't.
Woo! You need to introduce my daughter the proper way. I can't do a Flair accent. But anyway, but shout out to Jay Lethal, he can do that really well.
Very good.
And threatened to beat up Stephanie when Stephanie said that that you won't be able to come ringside, and if you do show up, Natty will have lose her title.
Yeah. And then Stephanie proceeded to slap him across the face.
I kind of felt it should have been a face-off between...
What? Flair and Shane?
Yeah.
Well, it looked like they were going to fight. Shane,
I've got too much respect for you, Rick.
Yeah. Like, I genuinely thought that they were going to start fighting. And I was kind of, I don't really want to see this.
Yeah. Or maybe a Stephanie and Charlotte face-off, maybe. I don't know.
Then I didn't really enjoy Charlotte's promo.
Yeah, it wasn't all that, was it?
Yeah, and I always hated Natty's promo. Because she talks with smiles. It's weird. It's like she looks like she's always about to laugh. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought it was a terrible way to end the show. We basically ended with Charlotte in the sharpshooter and tapping out while Ric Flair was being escorted from the ring by security, and that was the end of the show. And I was like, okay, they really shouldn't have ended it this way. No. It is what it is. That was Raw this week. We got Extreme Rules coming up on Sunday. Let's run through the card quickly. Let's go with US title first.
Rusev.
I'm gonna say Rusev as well. Ziggler Corbin part 28.
Corbin.
He said, like, what is the point, man? No, on a level, like,
it's on a pre-show, isn't it?
Isn't this like the third pay-per-view with this match?
No, second.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But it's not the first. It's definitely not their second match.
No, because they had matches on Raw.
It's like their fifth match, maybe.
Their 28th match.
It's just bullshit. Yeah. Like, even as Baron Corbin, I'll be angry that you're doing this to me. Like,
yeah.
I don't like. Let me do something else, innit?
Corbin should storm into Stephanie and Shane's office on Raw the next day and say, "Stop feeding me this guy. I keep beating this guy.
Yeah, he's dead.
Give me someone else." Dead. And then it'll pan to the left, and who shows up?
Hurry up, tell me what you're singing.
Apollo Crews.
Yeah, I don't think that's exciting either though.
Okay. Then it goes to oh my god, it's Reigns.
Why Apollo Crews isn't exciting? Because they both came from NXT in the same.
They might as well do so. They had a little unfinished feud in NXT, so they might as well finish that off in Raw.
Tag team match.
Vaude Villains. No, actually, I think New Day will win.
Because Vaude Villains just.
And then it will continue to the next pay per view, and Some Villains time. Will pick up then. The next pay per view is going to be Money in the Bank.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I think Vaude Villains are going to win.
Good.
On Sunday.
I hope they do.
I don't, but I think they will.
Go screw yourself.
Women's Championship.
No, Charlotte, hands down.
And what title?
Intercontinental title.
I see, yeah.
Miz retains.
Miz easily retains.
We're missing another match, are we? Missing a couple? Oh, a silent match. Ambrose.
You think?
Yeah, Ambrose will win.
If Ambrose wins, does Jericho leave?
I hope so.
Why? I mean, thought you've really been enjoying Jericho.
I'm enjoying Jericho at the moment. I am. But it's time for someone else to get that spot. So now, Jericho, you've done your job. You put AJ over. Thank you very much. Jericho, it's great to see you. You've done great work because I love you and you're one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. But now it's not your time anymore. You're from the era where the era is gone. And then it's time to move on and push the new to talent. I'm trying to speak like Ranieri, by the way.
Really bad.
Ranieri?
Yeah, I know, but...
No? Go Dilly Ding Dong, man. Come on, man. We're in Champions League, man.
What do you do with Ambrose after this?
So he goes straight into a program with The Miz.
Nah.
All right. He goes straight into a program. Talent. Okay. Him and Corbin, then.
Shall I tell you what they do?
Ambrose Corbin.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or
Ambrose Cena.
Or Ambrose wins Money in the Bank.
Oh, God. You know what?
You don't like money in the bank, do you? You don't like the idea of money in the bank?
I do. I think when it's done,
I fucking love it.
I think when it's
no, let me just tell you, say it to you again. I fucking love, yeah, that one guy is running around with a briefcase and can win the title at any fucking moment. I think that is sick. Whoever came up with that
great idea.
Deserves a fucking raise.
It's such
raise.
A great idea, but it's been so...
It's been rinsed done. And stuff,
but
yeah.
The, you know, when you do things like how when Seth cashed it in, amazing.
Amazing.
When Edge first cashed in, the first time he cashed in New Year's Revolution against Cena.
Bro, every time has been amazing. Tell me one time when it was shit.
Oh, you mean every time has been amazing?
The only time it was shit
when
was
Sandow when... cashed it in and he lost to Cena. That was terrible.
That was shit. And when Cena gave Punk gave him a whole week to prepare. That was shit.
When Jax, yeah, that was terrible. When Jack Swagger cashed it in against Jericho and win the title. Terrible. What do you mean?
Nah, man.
There's been really bad times.
Bro, 8 out of 10 times.
The best cashier, the best cash-ins is Edge, first ever one.
Ziggler
against Del Rio, amazing. And Seth.
No, and Seth.
I loved it when Daniel Bryan cashed it in because I'm a Daniel Bryan fan.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even that good.
Bruv, I don't care. Randy Orton, when he cashed it in.
Cashed it against Daniel Bryan, that was really good. So those are the top four.
There's been loads of times
no.
where it's been good.
No.
It has, I'm sorry. I think Money in the Bank is amazing.
I like that Rob Van Dam won the Money in the Bank and he was able to say, listen, I'm going to cash in an EC and one night stand and have a proper match and won.
But
anyway, and it's a good idea, but...
Anyway, what's your beef with having Dean Ambrose have the briefcase?
I think Owen should have it.
Nah. I think Owen's too good to have it.
Can you imagine, right? Reigns, Seth, one-on-one, fighting, I don't know, maybe in a Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Fighting. They close down each other, both falling away.
So I'll tell you what's more poetic.
Damn.
Dean Ambrose. It's the Shield.
Oh,
do you know what I'm trying to say? Like Seth,
what is going on with me and my booking today?
Seth Reigns
that would be good actually.
Are killing each other over this title, and then the Shield comes out. That's crazy. And then you got a three-way dance because it's like
WrestleMania 33. WrestleMania 33.
It's the Shield.
WrestleMania 33.
Exactly.
It is 33, right?
Yeah.
We just came back from 33.
We just came back from 33.
Yeah.
Then it's like it's a fatal three-way. Is it a fatal three-way? Triple threat.
Fatal Freeway.
It's a triple threat with the Shield.
Okay, I like that.
Do you like that?
That's a good idea.
Do you love it?
I love that.
All right, thank you.
Well done. It's not a prick though.
And you got to remember, Dean Ambrose is the only one that hasn't held this title yet as well.
You're right. That is the better booking. The
Skillet's eating a muffin, by the way.
Sorry, guys. I'm being very rude.
He's being very rude. Okay. And the world title. How do you see that panning out?
Reigns.
Just definitely Reigns.
He's going to reign on all of the club.
Do you feel like this heel turn or this turn is going to happen that we were predicting on the club on AJ? Or is that just... They've gone past that, haven't they?
I think they scrapped a lot of ideas. Yeah. I think they're going to do that, and I think they were probably going to do Finn, and they scrapped that idea.
Yeah.
So.
All right, cool. That's our predictions for Extreme Rules. Look, can you quickly just run through NXT at the moment? Because I know there's a lot of exciting things happening.
So, NXT TakeOver is happening in 3 weeks.
Yay. Brooklyn!
The only two So, 3 matches have been announced.
Yeah.
Tag team match.
Yeah.
Which is... American Alpha.
Yeah, Alpha
Americans.
Or is it American Alpha? I think it's your fault that we thought
it's American Alpha.
Okay.
I think. American Alpha versus... Oh, Revival again, rematch.
Oh, that's going to be sick.
Balor, Joe, Steel Cage match.
Part 3.
Part 4.
Oh, shit. Steel Cage!
No, it's a part 3, isn't it?
Is it Steel Cage?
It's part 3, isn't it?
Why Steel Cage, though?
Part 4, because obviously Balor lost the title in the house show. So part 4. Steel Cage, yeah. I don't know.
Why though?
Because, I don't know.
Have they had outside...
Regal's like, I'm really sick and tired of this. And I want you to finally finish and give each other a proper beating.
Does the loser show up on the main roster the next night?
I don't know. And...
American Alpha, by the way.
American Alpha. And you know who Aries is facing?
Who?
Yeah.
Why are they doing this?
So Aries came into Regal's office and saying, "Man, you know what? I'm Austin Aries. Don't you know who I am?"
That's going to be sick, you know?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. And Regal goes, "Yes, you are Austin Aries. You are an incredible talent." So yes, and I'm not being showcased like I'm the guy. I'm the greatest man that ever lived. No. I'm in for, all right. I'll put you in a tag match.
We got to rename this podcast, bro.
The greatest man that ever lived?
It's the greatest podcast that ever lived.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say it's not... I was going to say... It's not a good podcast. It's not a bad podcast.
It's the podcast.
It's the podcast. Thank you to Rob, actually. Not Rob Lee. Rob, the guy that we met in the OT.
Oh, yeah, big up to him, man.
I think it's Rob Morris, I think.
Shout out to Rob Lee, though, as well.
Yeah, shout out to Rob Lee all freaking day. I had a nice drink with him last night. We had a nice catch up.
What's his Twitter? At Rob Lee.
I think it's
LEIGH.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just going to shout him out. Shout out to Rob Lee. Anyway, can we keep moving? Because I've got to get out of this scene. So
Shinsuke versus Aries. That's going to be a great match.
That's going to be sick.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like Aries' debut.
No. Against Brad. Yeah, you were right. You're the one that raised that point, and I was like, yeah, you're very right.
I think Shinsuke will be a much better match than Corbin. And, so you're not sure if the loser of Joe Finn know. Ends up on the main roster the next night.
Sure. I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't?
No.
Interesting. All right, cool. So, Raw this week ended with a contract signing between Charlotte and Nay. So we thought, you know what I mean, since there's such an amazing spotlight on women's wrestling at the moment, that we would run down a list. I don't want to say top 10 because then we're under pressure to do our actual list, but we should just give some super honourable mentions to some of our favourite female wrestlers of all time.
So we're going to do from growing up to now?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we going to put Jacqueline in there?
No. I liked Jacqueline. I thought she was a great character. I didn't think she was anything. I think for a small girl, it was amazing that she was eight. Because she was wrestling some dudes as well. Yeah. She was like giving guys.
I think she could go.
She could go.
But we want to say as in terms of in-ring performance.
I don't think she was groundbreaking.
What about Jazz? Jazz was good.
Jazz was very good.
She was a very good wrestler.
Jazz was very, very good. Shout out to Jazz.
Ivory?
Remind me of Ivory.
You don't remember Ivory, bro?
I'm going to have to get my Google.
Oh, my giddy God. When I said Ivory, I thought you'd be like, yes, Ivory, yes.
I don't remember Ivory.
That's supposed to be my ace impression, by the way. Yes.
That wasn't good.
Yeah. No, that wasn't good.
Ivory. I remember Ivory. Yes. And she did. She was sick.
Yeah.
And when she did the, what was the gimmick where she was with,
Right to Sponsor.
Yeah, Right to
Right
Sponsor.
Right to Sponsor.
That was very, very good. She was good then. She was very, very good. And she had the program with China, which was
all right, awesome. So we're putting Ivory in there.
Yeah, 100% put Ivory.
So Ivory's in there.
Yeah.
Trish Stratus.
Of course.
Lita.
Trish Stratus, do you know what? Let's just call a spade, yeah? Trish Stratus wasn't an amazing female wrestler.
No.
She looked amazing. She's probably the best looking female wrestler we've ever had.
But she had some decent matches, though.
She had good matches, but she wasn't great. No. And she was carried through a lot of those matches. Yeah. But she probably is the best looking female wrestler of all time.
In WWE history, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's one better looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, she probably win. She has to go on the list.
Trish.
Lita obviously has to go on the list.
Lita. Ivory.
Who was the guy that Lita first turned up with?
Esther Leos.
Who was he again?
He used to be Aguilar, I believe, in AAA.
What was his name?
Aguilar. So he used to be Aguilar in AAA.
Yeah.
And he used to wrestle in WWE in 98 in the light heavyweight division against Taka Michinoku.
Yeah.
And then he had a mask on then. He had a mask then. It's kind of like Juventud Guerrero. You know, he was a bit like Juventud Guerrero. And then took off the mask a couple years later, repackaged as Ese Rios and had Lita at the circuit. Lita was supposed to be that Hispanic type of...
Yeah.
Hey, Papi.
She was a good valet, man.
Hey, Papi. Estadios, Holmes.
And she just started just putting every guy in the
Hurricanes.
She was getting in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was good, man. Big up to Leo.
Are we going to put China in there?
We've got to put China in there.
So we put China in there. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to China.
Sable? No.
As a wrestler? No way.
No way. All right. So, obviously...
Alondra Blaze.
Alondra Blaze is in there. Alondra Blaze, Medusa. we are forgetting a lot of women.
Now, we obviously don't want to go with the new ones. We're trying to go with the...
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of... Because we're just keeping it WWE, right? And WCW. Well,
you can have some honourable mentions if you want.
Why, because it's in Japanese?
Yeah, why not?
I can do some Japanese ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now you've really got me going now. There was this Japanese lady that I used to watch. She used to wrestle in the FMW. What is her name? She's actually, arguably, in my opinion, probably the greatest female wrestler of all time.
Better than Asuka.
Better than anyone right now.
Who's
I'm trying to remember her name. Mantona. Hold on, I'm going to find it.
Who is the best wrestler, female wrestler, right now?
Right now, yeah. Asuka.
Okay.
Hands down.
I just wanted to see you say that.
Hands down. Asuka is so convincing that if you got Ronda Rousey in the WWE today, put Ronda Rousey against Asuka, I'll still be like, I think Asuka could take her.
Really?
Asuka's a badass, man. If you're going to talk, open up the floor to female wrestlers around the world, YouTube, Manami Toyota, right?
Okay.
She's wrestled in FMW. She's wrestled, I think, in New Japan, All Japan as well. This lady blew my mind as a child. She's just done so many crazy things. And she was a huge star as well. So I kind of always wish, I know she never really wrestled for WWF or WWE, but I kind of wish, you know, they inducted some Japanese talent that's never wrestled in WWE. You know what I mean? That has made history in wrestling.
Yeah.
I wish one day she gets inducted too. She's a beast.
She is a beast. I think I mentioned her last week, ODB. I'm a great fan of her work. Shout out to Karma. Shout out to Beulah McGillicuddy. She used to get fucked up in ECW, boy.
Yeah.
Beulah. She used to get had up.
Yeah. She's Tommy Dreamer's wife, isn't she?
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Like, in real life?
Yeah.
Honestly, do you know who I used to love? Not as a wrestler. She wasn't great at all. But I had a super crush on Eve.
Who's Eve again?
Eve
Torres.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to do that little dance moonsault thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was awful though.
She wasn't good at all.
So who we got in this list so far? Let's just run down this list again. So we got Ivory.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah.
Trish.
Yeah.
Lita. Manami. Toyota.
ODB.
ODB. We're going to put Molly in there.
Molly Holly.
But Victoria. Jazz?
Yeah.
Jazz was a good wrestler, man.
We put in Beth Phoenix.
So
we're not putting on new school wrestlers.
If you're gonna put in new school, then we have to take out like Beth, we have to take out Jazz. Because Becky Lynch, Sasha,
they all better.
And Asuka's been everyone in that list apart from Miami probably.
Even AJ Lee. AJ Lee was good.
AJ Lee was she was good. I felt she cut her career short to be great.
That's a very interesting point.
Yeah, she cut her career short.
To be great.
Yeah,
she,
you cut. Yeah,
she left on top, so that she could be.
No, she cut her career short to become a great. She's not a great because her career was so short.
Oh, so you're saying that she's not a great because her career was short? I thought you were saying that she cut her career short
to be great. No,
because some people would do that.
Some people do that.
Like not like Biggie did this, but Biggie made 2 albums and then died. Whereas if he made 10 albums, and 8 of the albums weren't that great, he wouldn't be considered the greatest of all time.
I heard that.
Whereas he's considered the greatest of all time.
He was so advanced and ahead of everybody that those 2 albums made him great anyway.
I know, but my point is...
I know what you're saying.
If he didn't pass after the second album...
Yeah.
He might not be considered the greatest of all time.
I think he would have excelled more and more.
If Jay-Z died after Volume 1...
He wouldn't have been great.
He wouldn't be the greatest.
No. But you know what I would say? The Reasonable Doubt is one of the best hip-hop albums of all time.
It 100% is. And then the second album was packed.
I felt that people didn't give it its due when it came out.
Yeah, it took ages. People didn't like Reasonable Doubt. Right, we've turned this to a hip-hop podcast. People didn't like Reasonable Doubt until like Hard Knock Life or something.
Jay-Z versus Nas, WrestleMania.
That'd be sick.
Remember Jay-Z was supposed to show up at WrestleMania?
No.
And no showed? And Cena did that this...
And battled.
Fabulous and Jay-Z.
Well, I heard it was Fabulous that was supposed to show and he never showed.
Now we're in the subject of hip-hop. Before we sign off, because I know you got to go soon. Let's talk about Cena as the hip-hop
guy
that he had.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was very good. And you know what's funny? Today it would be more relevant than it was then.
Yeah.
Because battle rap is fucking huge.
Now, yeah.
Now it's massive. Like, yeah. You got the leagues are out there. You got Don't Flop, obviously, from the
it's
UK.
So true.
You got all of the leagues in the States. You know what I mean? You got Smack. You got URL. You got all of those leagues. That gimmick now would smash it.
I'm gonna leave people who listen to the show right now with one verse that's seen the spat about Eddie Guerrero.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
I think they need to bring that back. I don't know if you've seen as the guy to do it, but I think like
Enzo and Cass maybe.
Yeah, but can Enzo actually rap though?
Yeah, he can.
Oh, he can.
Yeah,
let's do it then. Why not? Let's do it, man.
You know, he rapped that theme, innit? Your sauce, your past.
All right.
Baby in the club, baby around, baby the blobby. How you doing? This is John Cena diss to Eddie Guerrero in 2003. This is classic.
I'm about to show you I can whip a Latino. You run from me like you run from El Nino. Hot like jalapeno, stuck on an enchilada. I'm a Rottweiler.
You're a Mexican chihuahua.
You guess nada. Don't bother the crew, bro. Stick to salsa and listen to Menudo. You hate me because I'm white. That's reverse discrimination. I hate you for two words. Illegal immigration. Then I make you humble. Beat you today and then again at Royal Rumble. I never fumble. Got you locked with these big hits. Eddie cut the mullet. Now it's time you got your wig split. Yo, sit back, relax, listen to the boss. You work at Taco Bell. Handed me the mild sauce. Take a loss. Know that you're phony. I got coconuts. Y'all got no cojones.
was he Listen, me and my brother Kayla used to quote that verse all
was
the time.
Was he a hero at that time?
Yeah.
So that's why they bring his life away.
Remember he had B2, Bill Buchanan.
Yeah.
Bill Buchanan's been in wrestling for a minute, man. He was in WWE for a long time. Remember he was in a crew called the Truth Commission?
Yeah.
But when he got packaged up with Cena, I just loved them two together, man. And Cena back then was amazing.
Yeah, he was good.
Amazing.
Very good.
And so when you look back at Cena's career from then to now, you look back, he's done a lot, man.
Yes.
A lot of people give Cena slack, but I'm actually
respect on his name.
Put respect on John Cena's name, and when he comes back in 2 weeks' time, you better all bow down to John Cena, baby. That's my dog right there, man. I'm a Cena fan. F it.
There you go, man.
I never used to be, but I am now.
We are out. We are going to have a show for you next week after and give you all the fallout from Extreme Rules. Don't forget to tweet us at Kickout Podcast. Leave us a message on SoundCloud. Give us some of them 5-star ratings as well on iTunes. We'd really do appreciate it. Shout out to all of our podcast friends as well. Big up to James D'Lo. Shout out to Griller Position. Make sure you check out Skillet on Griller Position, man.
Boop, check out the, what we called? We called,
You've forgotten your faction's name already.
I have.
Nah, that's poor, man. Big up to Ash Rose as well. And everyone. We'll be back next week, man. Make sure you keep subscribing, share it, tell your friends. Are you still not going to remember what the crew's called? That's poor, man. Till next week. Bye.
You're going to let me say it now.
You got to remember.
What are we fucking called again? The Goosebumps, okay.
The Goosebumps.
Shout out to the rest of the Goosebumps. James D'Lo, Ash Rose, big love. Griller Position every Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe. Talk Sport. Every Wednesday, actually, Talk Sport.
There you go. All right, peace. Till next week. There you go.